When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Jason is he's a co-founder of numerous successful tech companies, and he's a researcher and lecturer, and we enjoy his presentations and what he does on ancient civilizations and technologies. His research has been featured globally on the Discovery Channel, Sci-Fi Channel, the BBC. He's lectured around the world and has guested on the History Channel show Ancient Aliens now for 10 years. He has also authored numerous books on his research, including The Knowledge Apocalypse. And I would like to welcome back to Coast, the one and only Jason Martell. Jason, good evening, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Jimmy. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You know, Jason, welcome back. And I want to start here tonight. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. But what's really cool about you and I is that we are genuine friends, right? We hang out. Yeah. We do things together away from the UFO community and stuff. But
yeah, we do.
But one of the things, and I think the audience will enjoy this, we talk about UFOs and technology a lot, but I've never asked you this off the air. The success of Ancient Aliens has been tremendous. And what do you think its effect has been on pop culture that wouldn't necessarily be into lost history or ETs or UFO or alien technology? Is it really helping expose the world to this grand question?
I think it is. I mean, the topic of ancient aliens in the last, let's say, 20 years is something that's caught, I think, a lot of people's attention. And we can talk about some of that tonight, how it might even fuel the modern-day disclosure. And, you know, what's really, I think, interesting on some of these topics, Jimmy, is for people to realize that there's a wealth of research in history in our modern history that shows that for some time now, there seems to be something going on. And again, this isn't my main field of research. I'm going to give it a little caveat before diving into this. But I am aware of this, and I'm only regurgitating the information that's currently available within our community. But I do think it's interesting because it does tie into the field of research in ancient technology for ancient astronaut theory or looking into the past. But there's a wealth of modern research, even to the time of President Reagan, investigating the fact that we clearly have a large space presence that we're not being told about. If there is going to be any type of disclosure, I think an interesting topic to discuss is the fact that do we already have a very large presence in space? And if we do have that technology, where did we get that inspiration? Looking to the past. So going over to some of those topics tonight, I think will be kind of inspiring for the audience to understand that connection.
Well, for you, when we look back to the end of 2017 with a disclosure happening in the mass media on the UFO subject, what did that do for you? Take me through that moment as you started to hear this break.
Well, honestly, Jimmy, you know, being, you know, hearing these cycles happen in our circle, Stephen Bassett, Stephen Greer, and now, you know, by the great work of people like Tom DeLonge, you know, this isn't new. There have been others who have tried to crack the political egg or, you know, awareness at a government level. And so, you know, while this isn't my field of research, I always give credit to those tackling that part of this conundrum. And for me, what I think is really interesting is to realize that the modern-day disclosure efforts really are fueled by the last 20 years of some very interesting research that, you know, is in the public domain, and if people look into this, it really starts to raise a lot of questions, especially starting off with something, you know, in the Reagan administration, where he himself was bragged by some of the Air Force personnel at the time, or it could have been Navy, which we'll dive into why Navy has more of a presence in space than the Air Force. But they basically told Reagan, you know, in extolling their efforts, well, we can now orbit over 300 people around the sun. Well, our shuttles only hold four, you know, pilots and a, you know, fleet of four or five shuttles. We're talking 20 people max. Where did they get this number 300? So there's a lot of stuff in the official archives, presidential information, some of these sources that give us strong hints to our much larger presence that we clearly have been secretly building some type of fleet, if you will. At least that's the word on the street in our community, that for a long time now, even the black budget spending, trillions of dollars, maybe all of this is going towards some secret space fleet.
Why do you think the Navy would be the branch of the military to spearhead a space fleet?
That's a great question, Jimmy. You know, if we look at the Air Force, even though they rule the skies of Earth, they're pretty much all about individual craft, different types of craft. The Navy is all about building fleets. That means an organization of craft. And so if you look at some of the logos for the advancement of the Naval Command, the logos are now Naval Space Command. So they clearly have a presence beyond our oceans, and odd as it may seem, yeah, the Navy seems to be having a very large presence from what I understand, that they now have fleets of spaceships that we've been utilizing for several decades in outer space. And again, this isn't information I can confirm firsthand. It's information that's coming from many different sources within our field, but the beauty of what we can do, Jimmy, as researchers, as you said, you know, is connect these dots and show a lucrative amount of information to support some of these as ostentatious of a hypothesis as some of these things might be.
I have the audience is going to find this interesting. Jason has an image. He's got an image, and I've had the privilege of meeting some of the people that work with Jason with one of his tech companies, And they are your typical tech company staff, right? You know, geeks, nerds, intelligence engineers, and all of this stuff going on. But do they know or about you and, you know, like this show tonight? And do you guys discuss this around the office?
Well, that's funny you'd ask that, Jimmy. And, you know, honestly, man, I wouldn't normally cross these fields or talk about it, and I haven't really done so in the past. However, the team of people, and I extol them, and I'm very grateful, but the team that I currently am working with, I have a startup company, and I'm working with some very wonderful people. One of them you know in our field, Walter Cruttenden.
Right.
And so we have a company that we're starting now called Blast, which the product will be launching here in a couple of months. It's a very fun product. And so, yes, in this company, the spearheading of our backstory around the precession of the equinox, how there's a lot of hidden knowledge, esoteric knowledge in our history, and being able to understand that to help humankind, you know, we can also do that with modern technology. And so, yes, I've been very grateful, Jimmy, to be able to help, you know, things in our society in the modern technology phase of what I do. And so the ancient technology part, I've always wanted to merge the two, and so thankfully things are allowing me to do that in the direction where topics like ancient aliens and UFOs and space fleets and things like that, while we don't have the answers, even like in your bumper intro, this is what intelligent people should be doing, is questioning the status of normal you know, procedures and things that are just status quo. Let's push beyond those boundaries and find the answers and things that really make life exciting. And that's what really thrills me, is the opportunity to live life on that level and seek the answers.
What do you do about critics? And that includes, you know, the staff over at Prometheus too as well. You know, they come at ancient aliens pretty hard, and they also attack the personalities like yourself on ancient aliens. How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, again, if you have 10 voices speaking to you, and 8 of them are telling you, good job, keep going, you're doing awesome, and 2 of them are saying, you're the devil, or, you know, what you're doing is wrong, who do you choose to listen to? And it's your choice. And so, you know, over time, I think being in this field hardens researchers to trust their instinct. If they are on the right level of integrity and honesty in what they're going for, then sticking by that is usually the best bet. I give hands-down props to our good friend Giorgio for, you know, leading the torch, taking that out of Eric von Daniken's hand, and leading the torch of the ancient astronaut theory, because, yes, it is extremely difficult for some people in our field who are really pioneering and leading that charge with their personality. And Giorgio and others, even William Henry, I know you had him on a couple nights ago. I quietly was listening in. I give all of my personalities in this field that we work with credit, because it's definitely not easy. But the tides are turning, Jimmy, and that's why it's so exciting that topics like disclosure can now be discussed with an honest and open opinion, and not go disclosure.
Right.
No. Let's talk about it honestly and see, are there things that could happen this year or within our lifetime that actually change the spectrum of how we view our lives?
Last year, the spinoff convention AlienCon kicked off, which shows you, the effect ancient aliens has had on popular culture. It was an immense success. 15,000-20,000 people at that convention. That's pretty good for a cable television show. But let me tell you what a lonely convention is. A lonely convention is the Skeptics Conference. Right? You walk in and they're, you know, what, is everybody here? Yeah, all 3 of us, you know. And so there's a big difference there for me. When you saw the success of AlienCon, does that validate, you know, when you're seeing all corners of society showing up, you know, children, young and old, and all the generations represented?
It was overwhelming in a good way. I mean, honestly, Jimmy, you know, we do this every year. in succession, and conferences like Conscious Life Expo, Contact in the Desert, various other organizations and institutions along the way that have these repeating events. If they're lucky, the turnout is, with max turnout, standing room only, 3,000 people.
Right.
So for AlienCon to pull in 15,000 people, it was overwhelming, but in a good way. And while we're going to do it again this year, closer to home in L.A., and I'm sure it's going to be even more overwhelming, the gratitude from the fans and being able to just connect with people, as you said, all age ranges from child to parents. Parents enjoy this because their kids are like, "Dad, this is cool," and so they're like, "Well, son, let's watch it together then." So it's creating camaraderie in areas that help that gap between child and parent, giving them something in common to, latch onto.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.